Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Data Integration and Reporting. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence for Technology Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential components of data integration methods, the use of dashboards and reporting tools, and the best practices for data governance and quality management. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the ETL processes, effectively utilize dashboards for reporting, and implement data governance strategies to ensure data quality. Main content overview of ETL processes. ETL, which stands for extract, transform, load, is a fundamental process in data integration that enables organizations to combine data from multiple sources into a single, coherent data store. Extract involves retrieving data from various sources such as databases, CRM systems, or even flat files. For instance, if your company gathers customer feedback from social media and emails, the extraction process would pull that information from these sources. Transform is where the data is cleaned and converted into a format suitable for analysis. This might include removing duplicates, converting date formats, or aggregating data into summaries. For example, if customer feedback data includes various formats of dates, transforming these dates into a uniform format simplifies analysis. Load refers to the process of loading the transformed data into a final destination, which is often a data warehouse or a database. Once the data is loaded, it can be accessed for reporting and analysis. Understanding ETL processes is crucial as they provide the backbone for effective data integration, allowing you to create meaningful reports that inform business decisions. Introduction to dashboards and reporting tools. Dashboards and reporting tools are vital for visualizing data and making it accessible for decision making. They present data in a structured and easily digestible format, allowing stakeholders to identify trends and insights quickly. Dashboards often feature key performance indicators, KPIs, and metrics displayed through charts, graphs, and tables. For instance, a dashboard for a software company might show metrics such as user engagement, sales figures, and customer satisfaction scores. This visualization aids in tracking performance against goals. Reporting tools allow for more detailed analyses. They can generate standard reports or custom reports based on specific queries. For example, you might use a reporting tool to create a report that analyzes customer acquisition costs over the last quarter. Such insights are invaluable in strategic planning and resource allocation. When selecting reporting tools, consider factors such as user-friendliness, integration capabilities with existing systems, and the ability to customize reports based on user needs. Additionally, it's beneficial to explore tools that offer real-time data updates, ensuring that decision makers have access to the most current information available. Best practices for data governance and quality management. Data governance is essential for ensuring that data is accurate, available, and secure. Implementing robust data governance practices helps maintain data integrity and compliance, even in a non-compliance-driven environment. One of the best practices is establishing clear data ownership. Assigning data stewards or owners ensures responsibility for data quality. These individuals are accountable for maintaining data accuracy, consistency, and accessibility. Another practice is to implement data quality checks at various stages of the data lifecycle. For example, you can set up automated validation rules during the ETL process to catch errors early on. Regular audits and data cleansing activities should also be part of your routine to ensure ongoing data quality. Additionally, promoting a data-driven culture within the organization encourages all employees to prioritize data accuracy and usage. Training staff on the importance of data governance and how to use data responsibly can lead to better decision-making across the company. For instance, workshops and training sessions can be organized to familiarize employees with data management tools and best practices. Moreover, leveraging data lineage tools can help track the origin and journey of data through your systems. This transparency enhances trust in the data and facilitates compliance with regulations. Conclusion. In this lesson, we delved into the critical aspects of data integration and reporting. We explored the ETL processes, highlighted the importance of dashboards and reporting tools, and discussed best practices for maintaining data governance and quality management. Understanding these elements is essential for anyone looking to leverage data effectively within their organization. By mastering these concepts, you can enhance your ability to make informed business decisions and drive organizational success. Reflection questions: how can you apply the ETL process in your current role to improve data integration efforts? What features do you think are essential in a reporting tool to meet your business needs? How can establishing clear data ownership improve data quality in your organization?